The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfund Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of things have happened since the last time we spoke. NBA Finals have been all taken care of. And the Cleveland Cavaliers have ended a 52-year drought. The NBA Draft has come and gone. And don't look now, the Cleveland Indians are leading the Central in the American League. I just feel like it's like all about Cleveland Day, to be honest with you, Jeff.
It could be. It could be. It was just an absolutely historic week for the city. Putting that parade together in a couple of days and accommodating more people downtown than probably the entire population of the city proper. Sunday night, you know, and applaud to Cleveland for not having anything that really made the news as far as over-celebrating, rioting, looting. It might be a little bit different in a couple of weeks for the Republican National Convention, but at least we know Clevelanders know how to celebrate without being violent.
That is true. Got to give them props for that. Obviously, just an unbelievable occurrence, if you will. LeBron James became the guy we thought he is and was and will be. And then, obviously, the rest of the guys did what they had to do as well, man. They won a championship and did something for that city that 52-year drought, man. Unbelievable. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll get right back into it. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Did you know there are some houses that need to have holes in the side? I'm Danny Lifford with tips for today's homeowner. Up next, why brick homes need a few holes in the right place right after this.
Concerned about grout staining? Worry no more. New Fusion Pro Single Component Grout from Custom Building Products is a revolutionary new grout with unsurpassed stain resistance built into the formulation. It resists common household stains, and it never needs to be sealed like standard grout. And unlike other stain-resistant grouts on the market, such as epoxy or urethane, Fusion Pro is easy to work with and clean. So no matter if you're tiling yourself or hiring a professional, ask for Fusion Pro Grout for a beautiful, long-lasting tile installation.
If you have a brick home, walk around the perimeter of the house and you should see several gaps in the mortar about every 6 to 8 feet around the bottom. Even though I've often suggested you seal all gaps and cracks, these holes are an exception to that rule. They're called weep holes and they allow moisture to escape from behind the bricks. You see, bricks and mortar are very porous. So when it rains, it can take less than 20 seconds for water to get through the bricks. If it stays behind the bricks, that moisture can cause mold, mildew, and even find its way inside your home. To make sure it doesn't stay trapped, it flows downward and back through the weep holes. If you're worried about critters getting in, you can block the holes with wads of fiberglass screen that still allows the moisture to escape. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Hey, what's up? We love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog. Made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want. You can try it in classic or chili cheese.
Flame grilled and made with 100% beef. Starting at just $1.99. Get a grilled dog now at participating Burger King restaurants. Flame grilling hot dogs since 2016. Price and participation vary.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
Messi! Messi!
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Good run for the USA in that soccer tournament. I got to admit it, but when they got to the Final Four and they were playing the likes of Argentina and this Messi guy, I'll tell you what, man. I've seen like a lot of things in my life, but that shot that he hit from 24 yards out on that free kick was absolutely spectacular. Did you catch that, Jeff, or no?
No, of course not. But, you know, isn't Messi, Messi's pretty much a consensus best player in the world, correct?
Guy's unbelievable, man. I'm telling you, the little wall or window, the window in which he put that ball was unreal. And it's like the guy can do it all the time, to be honest with you. Pretty amazing stuff. It really is. Those guys just outclassed the U.S. And you know what? After the game, frustration was definitely there, and rightfully so. You know, you have an opportunity to go out there and show that you belong when in actuality you don't belong. But there's always that hope. There's always that belief. There's always that dream that you can go out there. We've closed the gap, but ultimately – Argentina, man, they're just spectacular, Jeff.
We had some games in our backyard. You know, I thought it was interesting that they played the Euro Cup and the Copa America Cup at the same time. It's almost like soccer or, you know, football, as they call it, in the rest of the country. It's really trying to capitalize on a time on the sports calendar where we got the Stanley Cup behind us. We got the NBA Finals. We got the NHL Draft, the NBA Draft. It's all behind us. And for this Final Four, soccer really got to take over the sports landscape, both in the Western Hemisphere and in the East.
Yeah, and then I wasn't surprised that Colombia went on to beat the U.S. for third place. Pretty tough probably for them to regroup after getting dismantled by Argentina. Really not much of a fight, I'll be honest with you, man. It was just like domination. Kind of like what I saw with LeBron James, ultimately, to be honest with you, the way he dominated the NBA Finals, but complete domination by Argentina, man.
Let me ask you something. A couple of these games were in our backyard at the Cardinal Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, University of Phoenix Stadium. Did you make it out there, and did you catch any games?
I watched games, man. I really did, but I did not go to any to watch them, but I did watch it on TV, man. Look.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
I am actually – I would probably go to a Raiders game against the Browns and wear a Browns jersey and feel safer than I would under any circumstances at any international soccer game.
I got
because
you.
Because I see the way these crowds are, and I hear about the American Outlaws, which is supposed to make it safe for people that root for the United States, you know, especially when you're so close to the border, when you're playing some of these South American countries with some – you know, really rowdy fans, and it just doesn't feel like a good environment. I don't know what soccer needs to do to overcome that stigma.
That's a great point. I mean, that's actually a really good point, and I do wonder what they're going to do because, you know, you think about it. You see some of these matches on TV, and you know, you saw them. The other one, they were throwing stuff on the field the other day.
I think that was the Russians.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? These things do get out of hand. You see people getting killed at these events. You're totally right, man. It's really bizarre because when you think about it, what they're trying to do is bring the world together, right? By having all these different world events with soccer, but yet we really don't get along. And then especially when – look, I heard something so crazy the other day. Excuse me. there was a guy that made a $5 bet on the Cleveland Cavs and the Golden State Warriors with like his nephew or his brother or something like that. They wound up talking about it and this and that and the other, and over $5, I'm talking. The guy shot the other guy. Over $5. That's complete insanity, man. So people got to go to these games and be a spectator and enjoy them. We don't have anything to do with the outcomes of these games. And truth be told, you're going there to enjoy something. Enjoy it.
Well, you know, the Cavaliers winning put a lot of things in perspective about how seriously we take things. You know, we finally get to the mountaintop, you know, we being the Cleveland fans and, you know, Cleveland as a collective whole. We finally get to the mountaintop. And you know what? I took Monday off of work, but, you know, on Tuesday morning, you know, Thursday morning after the parade, everything kind of starts to go back to normal. And I think that it kind of sets the perspective, kind of puts things into perspective that these games aren't the end all and be all. You still got to go out and live your life. Yeah, I'm happier every day when I wake up because I'm inspired by it. I feel that the impossible is now possible. But these sports, they're not life and death matters. They're not worth hurting each other over or killing each other over. And I've taken a step back on the social media because I'm just tired of seeing the trolling. I'm tired of not just enjoying the win, but rubbing it in the other team's face, and that's not cool to me.
Look, I'm all about celebrating. We're on the same page on this. You know, I know you. I know some other people from Cleveland that are very happy about the outcome, and I see them, like you're saying, posting on social media, you know what, the Warriors stink, this and that, blah, 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 this and that and the other. And my response, in all honesty, to these people is, first of all, I'm trying to get them back down to earth, and I'm like, listen, man, keep it classy, win with dignity, lose with dignity, be humble in victory, be humble in victory, be humble in defeat, da-da-da. I'm giving them all these different types of cliches and different types of ways that I would handle it. And then you see people going on ranting and raving about this, that, and the other. And then I say to them, listen, by you saying negative things about the team in which your team just beat, that takes away from the title that you just won. So why would you call the Golden State Warriors a choke when they were up 3-1? I don't call them a choke. You want to know what happened? Cleveland outplayed them. They won that series. They became the better team. For four games, they were not the better team. Then seven games happen, and they were the better team. So I think anybody that says anything negative about a team that your team beats to win that whatever championship it is, that title, whether it's NBA, whether it's baseball, any of them, hockey, you don't talk negatively about the team you just beat. Does that make sense to you, Jeff?
Oh, of course. You know, that's the challenge. That's the challenge in the aftermath of this. And, you know, I'm reading a Drew Magary mailbag from Deadspin as we speak. And, you know, one of the first question was, I write on behalf of all Cleveland fans, how do we not become insufferable pricks? And it goes right to the boss. You know, it goes right to post 2004 Red Sox Boston, where not everybody. But there was some insufferability, and I think that that's our mission, is to remain civilized in the aftermath of something so unfathomable.
And we criticize LeBron James, or not we, but people of our nature in the media we'll go out and we'll criticize LeBron for not being on social media, getting off Twitter, and getting focused for what ultimately is the biggest accomplishment in the game. Look, he does that so he can get away from all the poison and all the negativity. It's actually pretty damn smart. Really,
yeah,
is smart.
There's a conversation. We'll have to have it after the break about greatness and players from different eras.
No, absolutely, because I kind of have a something that I definitely want to throw out there, and I think it's what my brother and a little bit older than me is struggling with, because we're seeing modern-day greatness, and people are having a hard time accepting what modern-day greatness is, and they can only see back to what they were seeing long ago, and they have tunnel vision, if you will, and they just don't want to see it. But maybe we're seeing something just as great as we did back in the day. Anyways, keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorfman, and we will get into that conversation about greatness, because I want to share something with you about what I've seen and how I feel about greatness now. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The Board of Governors approved the plan of expansion that will bring a National Hockey League franchise to Las Vegas beginning with the 2017-18 season. In the fall of 2017, when we celebrate the 100th birthday of the National Hockey League, we will do so as a league of 31 teams. The vote required to approve the recommendation of the executive committee was 3/4. The actual vote was unanimous.
So many things are unanimous these days. Kind of funny. We had a unanimous MVP for the NBA Finals. We had a unanimous MVP for the regular season. But truth be told on this one, Las Vegas getting a hockey team kind of sets the bar. It sets the tone for other professional sports to go to Las Vegas, Jeff.
I think it's scary. I'm a big hockey proponent. I'm a big proponent of the NHL. I like that it's starting in the desert. I think that it encourages youth play. It encourages you to build new hockey rinks and sheets of ice. And we just saw a kid from Scottsdale, Arizona, was the first overall pick in the NBA yes. draft. So you get, you know, so the Sun Belt hockey is starting to improve. You know, the Coyotes took a kid from Boca Raton that wanted to stay in a southern state and juice it up for these kids that grow up where it doesn't snow, you know, snow 5 months out of the year. But that said, Vegas is going to have a really tough time supporting this team, especially if they're not instantly good.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be one of those things where, you know, visitors will look to get away and they'll go check out a game instead of spending hundreds of dollars maybe in a casino.
Well, I'm thinking about a game on a Tuesday night in February between the Ottawa Senators and the Las Vegas Black Knights or whatever they become. And I'm just thinking if both teams are looking at the lottery, that's going to be a bad game. You're not going to get the locals there. Nobody's going to travel from Ottawa, Ontario to see the, you know, a bad Senators team in Las Vegas play a midweek game. So they're going to go through a lot of the same problems that the Phoenix Coyotes or the Arizona Coyotes have gone through. And, you know, this team better be good. I really hope it doesn't set a poor precedent that prevents the Raiders or one of the other sports from moving a professional franchise into the city of Las Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think, bottom line is this. If you move football anywhere, football's got a great shot. If you move hockey somewhere, the desert in particular, they should look at what it's done here in Phoenix and how much of a problem it is year in and year out. I would have thought that would have been an eye-opener and a reason not to do this. But
you're trying to bring the game into more markets. You're not trying to bring it where it's already established, like Hamilton, Ontario, or Quebec City.
I get it.
But the National Hockey League, and I don't think, you know, I look at Carolina, where it's not the desert; it's just the Sun Belt. And when the team has a Stanley Cup in the last 12 or 15 years, and they still can't draw anybody to their games. That's North Carolina market, it just doesn't work in Vegas. You know, it's a destination city, so it's got a better chance, but I really don't like their odds. I think they'd have been better off with the NBA or the NFL.
Well, put it this way. Like I said, NFL, you got a shot anywhere. You could open that up in, the smallest town you can think of and people will go to that. Vegas is, as Scott is saying, it is a destination though. And people do go there quite often. And I would think that a lot of this, I mean, obviously we all know that in general it's very corporate driven. But I would think there's got to be a lot of reasons why they chose to do this. And I'm just kind of surprised and shocked that it was hockey first. I guess that's really my big thing on this is – I'm just shocked and surprised that it was hockey. They've talked about football. They've talked about basketball. This is a little bit of shock to me. That's all I can say.
Well, I think you're still trying to put a basketball team in Seattle. I think you have to do that before you give a new city a team. But that's just my opinion.
Look, the Maloofs would love for a team to be in Vegas, right?
Oh, I'm sure. But the Maloofs aren't the benchmark for, you know, owners that get to dictate anything.
Right, anymore. But see, what I'm saying is they own casinos there. There's a lot of reasons why, you know, the Celtics at certain there's people involved with the Celtics because at certain places you can't bet the Celtics. There's a lot of interesting things going on when it comes to sports and sports gambling in Las Vegas, and that would change the dynamic greatly.
Yeah, but we have a way to access everyone now. There's no reason to believe that sports would be more corrupt in Las Vegas, Nevada, than they are in Phoenix or Glendale, Arizona.
My point is, I think it would change a lot of that. I don't think it would be nearly as corrupt. You know, you put those things in those cities, and you can gamble on them. Well, maybe it's not such a big thrill anymore, and maybe you take away a little bit of that corruption.
Well, Vegas can't shake the reputation that games played in their town are all fixed. You probably remember the Wisconsin UNLV game from 7-8 years ago now, where the Badgers go out to UNLV and 5 minutes, with 5 minutes left in the game, they have a power outage before the game could be marked official by most Vegas sports books. While the books would have taken a bath on things. That kind of stuff arouses suspicion, and the only way to get past that is to continue to play the games there and not have these issues going forward.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, man. I just think that they're rolling the dice, if you will, by having hockey be the first one to go to Las Vegas. If you ask me, I think you and I are on the same page on this.
Hey, let me say my piece about greatness.
I kind of wanted to switch into that. So go right ahead, and then we can just kind of roll with it through when we bring Shane Koenig, our NBA insider, on in the next segment. Go ahead.
I believe that sports and the games themselves. Do nothing but get better. So you have to have a little bit of – you have to look at the game. You know, the competition that the current players are playing against is the best that it ever was. And that's not to take anything away from Michael Jordan. That's not even to say that LeBron James is better than Michael Jordan in this conversation. I'd like to recuse myself from that conversation altogether, because these guys should be able to – their eras should exist in a vacuum. And you could look, wow, Michael dominated the game. And now you can look at it and LeBron's doing it all kinds of different ways. I think that we really do ourselves a disservice by trying to compare the eras against each other like there's something to be won there.
Yes. You and I are completely on the same page on this. So let me give you my feeling on this whole thing. And I'll probably wind up reiterating this one more time when we do bring Shane on. I grew up watching Michael Jordan. I saw Michael Jordan play many, many, many times in person. I saw that greatness as a young kid. And when I saw that greatness, it was actually somewhat difficult to appreciate how damn good this guy was. And the reason it was is because he was breaking the heart of my team, the Milwaukee Bucks, year in and year out, like he did to so many other teams. And that's what separated Michael Jordan from anybody that I've ever seen. The killer instinct that he has, that assassin-like mentality, the guy that wants to go out there and rip out the hearts of not only the players, but the fans in that same stadium. I never saw anything like that, but I saw it for a long, long time with Michael Jordan. And it was somewhat difficult for me to appreciate how great that guy was at the time, because he was hurting me emotionally. Physically, mentally, he was hurting me. I'm watching LeBron James in the modern day. I don't like Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm not a Cavalier fan. Let me say that first and foremost. But I'm a fan of greatness. And it's taken me many, many years to realize how much I appreciate people that can do things on a basketball floor or any arena that is just beyond my imagination. And LeBron James is what I call modern day greatness. He does everything imaginable on a basketball court. You look at the NBA Finals. He led the stats in steals, assists, rebounds, block shots, points. Who does that kind of stuff? Nobody. So people that can't sit back and appreciate what they're watching right now, and they're stuck in this mentality of Michael Jordan is the greatest thing I've ever seen, and there'll never be anything like this. You're right. There's never going to be anything like Michael Jordan. But there is going to be greatness, and we're seeing that. With LeBron James, man, it's modern-day greatness. And I'm like you. I don't necessarily think that he's better than Michael Jordan. I think they're both equally great, and they were the greatest of their era and their time. And it's really special that I've gotten to see not one, but two guys be like superhuman in my lifetime. I'm so appreciative. That's all I'm really trying to say. I know we got to take a quick break, and me and you and Shane on the other side will get into this more, but I never thought I'd see anything better than Michael. Maybe I will. I don't know if I will or I won't at this point. We got to take a quick break. Keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with Geico. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite Geico video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, three pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and two online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup, oh, blocked by James!
What the hell's going on out here?
I'll tell you what the hell's going on out here. One of the best blocks, one of the best performances I've ever seen from one LeBron James, the king, if you will. And Jeff and I have been talking about greatness. I hope that that kind of makes you understand what and how I see the game. I mean, it's I saw that greatness that Michael Jordan had. It was different than the greatness that LeBron James has. Michael was an assassin. Michael was a guy that ripped your heart out. LeBron is kind of like everybody's pal, everybody's buddy, making everybody else around him better. But he still has the ability to kind of like rip your heart out. Anyways, we're going to bring a guy in that knows probably more about this than either one of us, and that's none other than our NBA insider, Shane Koenig. Shane, good morning, man. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning to you guys.
You know, we've been talking about greatness, and I just want to reiterate kind of what I said before. I don't know if you were listening or not, but I basically said, look, man, I've seen two of the greatest NBA basketball players of all time. Actually, I've seen more than that, but guys that I can really, really say that I've watched. Michael Jordan, obviously, is one, and then what we're watching now with this modern-day greatness with LeBron James. And I think people that are just a little bit older, maybe like in that 45 to 50 age, like literally just older than I am, cannot get past like thinking there could be somebody better than Michael Jordan to ever come. And again, I agree with Jeff on this too. How do you really judge who's better or worse? Everybody's like the greatest of their time. So I don't really like to do that type of comparison. But what I am trying to say is that I've seen greatness in my life. I'm a big fan of greatness. We're seeing modern day greatness right now with LeBron James. Why is it that people have such a hard time accepting this guy's greatness? Is it similar to like when I was a kid and it was just hard to appreciate and hard to understand it for many reasons? Mine in particular was because he was ripping the hearts out of my Milwaukee Bucks and myself in the postseason just about every single year. Like, what is it with people, Shane?
Well, I think that no matter – I think we talked about this last week is – you can deny, and you could have tried to deny the fact that Michael Jordan is the, if not the greatest, one of the greatest of all time. And of course, people talk about all the championships he won, but they also forget that he didn't just win those championships right off the bat. He didn't get to an NBA Finals as quickly as LeBron James did.
Great point.
When he got there, he won, and then he won. And then he won. And no matter what you're talking about with him, if you're saying, well, he's selfish, he's not passing it, he's taking over the game, at the end of the year, he said, I have a championship ring. And when he shoves it down your throat for 6 years and wins six titles, I mean, you don't have any other choice but to recognize that greatness. And the thing with LeBron James is now that that standard had been set, that it doesn't matter whether you liked him or loved him, Jordan said, I won the title, I have it at the end of the year. LeBron not winning the title every year, even though he had teams that were a lot less talented across the board than even Jordan's Bulls teams, he's not winning it every year. So that's where that, yeah, but comes into play. Plus, I think a lot of the stuff that goes along with media and I don't want to say social media, but Michael Jordan was never going to come up and say, he never had a huge hour-long thing saying, I'm coming back from baseball. That was just about himself. He never left that team. He always was on that team, and they built around him. So there are those things that people see a persona that seems to be a lot more selfish in his media and in his presence and wanting to be a star than Michael Jordan ever did, even though he was the biggest star and made the modern-day athlete a star in what he did with endorsements.
Yeah, you and I are totally on the same page once again. Look, I think people forget Michael Jordan was – very picky about who he played with, very picky about his coaches. You know what the real truth is that guys that are great are similar in a lot of ways when you really think about it. So as much as we want to say, well, you know, this guy's a prima donna and this and that and the other, and he's picking, handpicking his teammates and his coaches, Michael Jordan did the same damn thing, didn't he?
And Magic Johnson did the same thing too.
Yep.
Speaking a lot of people forget that he picked Pat Riley. They had coaches in place before that, and Magic Johnson basically refused to play for him.
Yep. Go ahead, Jeff.
Speaking of, you know, Michael Jordan and LeBron James, and you know, we talk about the time that Michael took off to play baseball. We talk about LeBron's going to six different finals, or six straight finals with two different teams, And, you know, it kind of feels the same. You know, it kind of feels like Michael went to six straight in the years that he played full seasons, and LeBron went to six straight, you know, even though he switched teams. So there's a little bit of a factor in there. Let me ask you this, Shane. Going forward, how wide open is the window for Cleveland? And we saw Kevin Love step up in Game 7. Is he part of the run to repeat, you know, that starts in October, November?
The Kevin Love thing is so difficult because if you look at a fit within other teams, like they talk about Boston, and Boston would be a terrific place for Kevin Love because he could be that outside shooting presence and play along like a Kelly Olynyk, but then they still don't have any defense, which is something that they have to address. They have a ton of perimeter defense, but no interior defense. So I think that he could fit in a trade, but I don't think that if Cleveland trades him, I don't think that they're going to get anything that's going to make them better. I don't think that Boston's going to give them something or somebody that they're all of a sudden like, wow, we are significantly better. Of course, they could get a perimeter defender since they have small forwards and guards galore now with their draft picks. So maybe like a Marcus Smart could come over, but you re-sign an Amon Shumpert or you re-sign J.R. Smith and you've already filled that role. So I think that he's probably still going to be in their future, simply because there's not really a better option, especially when you're talking about a full season. I mean, Kevin Love played pretty well for the whole season. He struggled in the finals, but he had a strong season and can improve on that, knowing that he actually did play a little bit of defense. He knows what it's like, and they can actually motivate him to understand that he could be the most valuable player on that team if he plays both sides of the floor. I think their window is pretty open, especially with LeBron coming back, Kyrie coming back at least for this year, and Love already re-signed. I think if they can get Kyrie on an extension, having those three players and just filling in with the role players is going to keep their window open for as long as they're healthy.
With that being said, how open do you see Golden State's window being? And let's go a little further on this. How badly was a guy like Steph Curry and even Klay Thompson and maybe even Draymond Green exposed in this finals, with whether it be emotions, whether it be the physicality of the play with not being able to get your shots off the way you normally do? How badly were the Golden State Warriors exposed? And I'm going to even take it one further step. I've always felt that Steve Kerr was kind of a one-trick pony with what he's doing. Is he going to have to kind of adapt a little bit, and has the way that they play this game kind of backfired on them to a certain degree?
The window open thing, I think, is it depends what you consider their window. Are they going to be one of the best teams to be there at the end in the Western Conference? Yeah, that window is open. Is that if you're saying, are they going to win the title and their window is wide open? It's as open as anybody else in the Western Conference. So I would they still have three terrific players that they can build around just like Cleveland does. And if their role players understand their role, I mean, if they can re-sign everybody that they want to, and the people that they don't value walk away and they fill those roles, they're still going to be a very, very good team. I think something that Steve Kerr missed and is really underrated is a person like a Draymond Green, and especially like an Andrew Bogut, who is an offensive threat on the floor, in the post, was what Cleveland went to. You know, when they were down 3-1, they were like, give it to LeBron in the post. Give it to LeBron, let him go out. There's nobody on the Golden State team that can go back to that old NBA Finals, NBA Playoffs, grinded out offensive scheme. And I think that that's where they were, quote-unquote, exposed. I think if Andrew Bogut was there, was an offensive threat to even get the ball in the post to slow down their game and then toss it out from there, I think that would have changed it a little bit. I think Cleveland was still going to win. I think that their defensive presence, their defensive strength, their defensive, literally their strength, like the way that their physicality of the game was dictating that. But I think if you add one or two players that bring that, they're going to be fine. I think Draymond Green wasn't exposed. I think he was kept in check by the league in his shenanigans or his actions throughout the playoffs. And once he came back in Game 7 and knew he couldn't get suspended, he could do whatever he wanted, he played the best game of anybody in Game 7.
Hey, Shane, how much has your opinion of Kyrie Irving changed since January?
I think that he's still the same player that we thought he was, but he definitely stepped the game up, as in you can't – there's no defensive pressure you're going to apply that's going to stop me from doing what I've already done and what made me valuable in this league. You know, I can shoot it from three. I'm a great one-on-one ISO player. And a lot of times, and honestly, throughout their season, when they were doing the ball, trying to get more ball movement, trying to get more out and running, and especially when there was offensive sets, their passing and ball movement didn't really work towards Kyrie Irving's strength. He's an ISO player, take you off the dribble, can shoot it off the dribble, and can get to the rim. So in the playoffs, that game started to move more towards his strengths, and he just proved that putting a hand on my face isn't going to stop me. So it didn't necessarily change it. It just made me realize that he has the ability to step his game up and not let the defense dictate what he's going to do.
Hey, real quickly, we've only got a couple minutes left, so we want to kind of just shift gears and ask you kind of your thoughts on the draft. First of all, since I'm a Milwaukee guy, I actually really like the Thon Maker move. They hit a home run with Giannis a couple of years ago. Not a lot of people are going to know much about this kid, but very athletic, can shoot the ball like a Steph Curry, and he's 7 feet, maybe even 7'1", very young. Your thoughts on him, and then your thoughts on Ingram, Randall, Russell in L.A. Could any of these guys become a superstar?
On the Milwaukee thing, I think that they were interviewing Maker, and he said that he was excited to be on the same team as Giannis because they're in the same mold. Now, who is this guy? He's tall, he's lean, he won't be able to survive in the league. And then 2 years later, they're building around him and realizing that he is the new breed of the NBA, long, lean, can dribble the ball, can do everything on the floor. And I think that they weren't going to get anything in the draft at 10 that was going to be an immediate impact. So why not get something that you're accentuating the positive? You know, you have long, lean players on your team that play tremendous defense, and they're just going to build on that and get Thon Maker in there to be even better. The Lakers thing is interesting because there are players on that team that can be stars. I don't think that they're ever going to be that L.A. Laker, Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, Wilt Chamberlain superstar, but if they do get a veteran that can come in there and play and really take that brunt of attention, they could be a very, very good team. I think that right now those people that can develop into stars are tremendous role players. I liken it to like a Jimmy Butler. You know, Jimmy Butler was drafted and 2, 3, 4 years later, now he's a star. Kawhi Leonard was the same way. I think those players are on the Lakers. I just don't think they're stars now.
Great stuff, Shane, as always, man. Appreciate you taking time out. Can't wait to catch up with you next week and discuss whatever else is going on.
Absolutely.
Have a great day. Shane Koenig, our NBA insider, breaking it down. Keep it close. One final segment. Jeff and I are going to be back to give our parting shots. So keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on
on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here of this hour of Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Shane Koenig for joining us, as he does each and every week. Great stuff from him, talking NBA hoops. Jeff, it's come to that time where we get to do our parting shots, brother. So I have a weird feeling yours is going to be definitely something about that NBA championship and to the people there in Cleveland. But go ahead, bro.
Well, we'll start off with the NBA championship. It's been too difficult to fight off the tears of joy, even going back to the end of Game 6. So I really appreciate that. But this is not going to be a very popular message in Cleveland, but Clevelanders, you got to chill. I understand how much of an affinity you have for that LeBron James banner on the Sherwin-Williams building. But the fact is the space has been rented to the Republican National Convention. They're going to temporarily replace it. You have to be gracious host. It doesn't take anything away from your championship to host these Republicans as they visit the town for 4 days.
Good stuff, man. My shout out and parting shot is just to people out there in general. Be open-minded about what you're seeing in today's games of any kind, whether it's tennis with the greatness that one Novak Djokovic shows you, whether it's swimming as we have the Olympics coming right around the corner and we have one Michael Phelps who is absolutely unbelievable, as we all know. And going to have his final swan song. And then obviously LeBron James and his greatness, modern day greatness in the NBA. Be open-minded to seeing greatness, everybody. And really be appreciative and a fan of what you're watching. That's going to do it for today. He's Jeff Rich. We got Scott on the other side making it all possible. I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We're out of here. We'll talk to you next week on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. The next time.